Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Beef Network has just finished up some successful research work on a fence line feeding system for producers. The Beef Network's Dan Miller with the background.
Historically, Kentucky is always a challenging state when it comes to feeding hay to cattle in the winter. With our climate, it stays muddy most of the time instead of frozen. So it's a big challenge for farmers to deal with that mud and choose a correct location for winter feeding.
Utilizing an existing fence line, they've developed small structures that farmers can load from one side with a couple of round hay bales without having to go into a pasture themselves. The cattle can access the hay from the other side, standing upon various types of reinforced pads out of the mud.
A lot of our Kentucky producers work off-farm jobs, so they're having to do the feeding at night or on weekends. A lot of them are doing it by themselves, so it becomes a real chore. So trying to locate these feeders close to the hay source, if you have a hay barn, try to locate it close to that. Put it up on a summit position where it's out of the mud as much as possible, and then reinforcing the footing with concrete or geotextile fabric and gravel. So we've got a solid base there for those cows to stand on.
They've developed various versions of the system, some pretty basic, others a little more sophisticated, but all of them have proven pretty handy for the farmer. We'll be right back.
If you need a job or want a better job, the Kentucky Community and Technical College System has great news. Right now, there are over 80,000 good Kentucky jobs just waiting to be filled. And with a new Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at any of the 16 KCTCS colleges. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
The Kentucky Beef Network now manages Eden Shale Farm, formerly a UK research facility. Dan Miller says they have video and drawings of the system available on their blog, which we'll provide in a minute. Miller feels like the system can really ease the process of winter feeding.
Yes, you can load these without having to open a gate and go into the field. So that farmer that's working by himself, we've all been through the struggle of opening the gate and trying to get through it with the tractor before the cows run out and so forth. So it eliminates that. You can fill these feeders up without ever going into the pasture. You're not tearing up your pasture, so you're conserving your forages. So your fields aren't as tore up, so you're alleviating some of that renovation cost that we have next spring when you're finished with the feeding. So trying to manage it to where we're saving our pastures, we're making it easier on our cattle, and we're saving some time for the producers.
To see their video of the system and to check plans, go online to EdenShaleFarm.com. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.